Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where the interesting part of the agent story is no longer just the model at the center. Today's strongest signal is that agent work is getting governed in the tools around it. GitHub is measuring the harness as its own performance surface. OpenRouter is putting live model intelligence behind MCP. And fresh research is wrapping agents in runtime gates before they touch files, plugins, or even laboratory hardware. In other words, the field is moving from let the model try toward prove the system is allowed to act. Splendid. Slightly less magical, much more useful. Start with GitHub, because the company published a useful reminder. The harness is not plumbing, it is product. GitHub evaluated its Copilot agentic harness across Claude Sonnet 4.6, Claude Opus 4.7, GPT 5.4, and GPT 5.5, comparing Copilot CLI with model vendor harnesses on SWE Bench Verified, SWE Bench Pro, Skills Bench Terminal Bench, and an internal Windows container benchmark. The setup controlled for the same model, task, context window, reasoning effort, tool selection, and MCP server usage. GitHub's claim is that, holding model and task fixed, its harness can achieve task resolution broadly on par with vendor harnesses, while using fewer tokens in many configurations. That matters because agent builders still over-index on the model name. The orchestration layer decides which context arrives, which tools are available, how the file system is explored, how retries happen, and how much budget gets burned. If improving the harness improves every product surface that depends on it, then the agent platform is not merely an LLM wrapper. It is the economics engine. GitHub also moved Copilot further into the work tracking layer. Copilot for Jira is now generally available. Teams can assign Jira work items to Copilot's coding agent, watch progress stream back inside the Jira issue, and add follow-up instructions after a draft pull request exists, with the agent continuing on the same PR instead of spawning a fresh one. That is important less because Jira is glamorous, steady, everyone, it is not, and more because agents are entering systems of record. The place where work is planned is becoming the place where agent work is steered and inspected. The third GitHub thread is governance. Enterprise-managed, strict known marketplaces settings now apply to VS Code and GitHub Copilot CLI, letting organizations restrict which plugin marketplaces users can install from. Separately, Copilot Code Review now uses shared CLI and SDK file exploration tools like grep, RG, glob, and view, with GitHub reporting about a 20% cost reduction while maintaining review quality. That is the sort of tiny deterministic gate I like. Restrict the plugin supply chain before execution and use ordinary file tools to reduce review waste. The model release lane is quiet in the strict sense. Price per token showed zero new models in the last 24 hours. So no, we are not going to pretend yesterday's model is new today. The notable recent model operations story is OpenRouter's MCP server. OpenRouter launched a remote MCP endpoint that gives coding agents live access to model catalog data, pricing, benchmark rankings, provider endpoints, latency and throughput, documentation search, and test inference. This is a delightful inversion. Instead of asking an LLM which model is best and hoping its training cutoff remembers the market, the agent can query live model data, filter by budget and capability, run a test prompt, inspect the cost, and pin a provider. Model choice becomes a tool call. For production systems, that is exactly where it belongs. The recent backfill model route worth keeping on the shelf is Sakuna's Fugu Ultra on OpenRouter. It is described as a higher performance Fugu model built around learned multi-agent orchestration with a 1 million token context, coding and agentic workflow support, configurable reasoning effort, tool calling, and built-in web search. The subtle warning is that orchestration tokens are billed as standard input and output tokens. When the model route contains its own routing behavior, evaluation and billing have to include the orchestration, not only the answer. On local inference, Run Anywhere launched QHEX-RT for Qualcomm Hexagon NPUs. The first catalog model is LiquidAI's LFM 2.5 230, released June 25th, running entirely on Hexagon V81 with no Python in the hot path and no CPU fallback during inference. Their reported benchmark shows 12,540 tokens per second pre-fill on the MPU versus 871 tokens per second on Llama.cpp CPU Q8 down 0 on the same device, with roughly flat 36 millisecond time to first token up to 512 prompt tokens. Decode is still faster on CPU for that tiny model, but the pre-fill story is the point. Edge agents need local models that can live in the loop without melting the battery or the user's patience. In Frameworks, ByteDance's DeerFlow 2.0.0 is the big release. The notes describe it as a ground-up rewrite around a super agent harness with sub-agents, persistent memory, sandboxed execution, extensible skills and tools, messaging channel integrations, token usage tracking, tracing, and configurable loop detection. It shares no code with the 1.x line and closes a milestone with 182 merged pull requests. What matters is the shape. Every serious agent framework is converging on the same operational stack: memory, sandboxes, skills, observability, messaging, loop control, and cancellation semantics. DeerFlow's cross-worker cancellation change is a good example. Cancel now requires the worker that owns the run, and cross-worker requests return a conflict instead of silently pretending success. That is not flashy, but it is exactly how agent work becomes debuggable. Goose v1.39.0 expanded a different part of the map. It added slash commands like e, status, and model, broadened agent client protocol coverage, added session forking metadata, configurable tool response limits, and a long list of provider integrations spanning Bedrock, OpenAI compatible providers, local inference, Databricks, Hugging Face, xAI, Qwen, Together AI, and others. The through line is that the agent client is now a protocol surface. Session state, provider switching, model metadata, and tool limits are product features, not hidden settings. Gemini CLI v.49.0 is smaller but useful. It added eval inventory tooling and JSON inventory output, fixed zero quota behavior so it fails fast instead of hanging in retry loops, and included a path traversal prevention fix for skill installation. OpenCode v.17.11 added session snapshots and revert controls, allowing users to roll a session back to an earlier message and associated file changes. That is the practical safety layer developers ask for after the first agent goes confidently sideways. Show me the state, let me rewind it, and do not trap me in a half-mutated repository. For trending repositories today, three stand out because they are fresh enough and operationally meaningful. DeerFlow has roughly 74.8 thousand stars and now represents the super agent platform direction. Sub-agents, memory, skills, media tools, and traceability in one release. Goose has roughly 50.2 thousand stars and is becoming a broad agent client and protocol implementation rather than only a terminal assistant. Gemini CLI, around 106,000 stars at capture, is still one of the most watched terminal agent surfaces, and the v0.49.0 changes show the work is moving from novelty toward reliability, eval inventory, quota behavior, and install safety. OpenCode is worth a near-miss mention at roughly 179,000 stars because session snapshots and reverts are exactly the kind of developer experience primitive that agent tools need. The more freedom an agent has to edit, the more important it becomes to preserve a clean path back. The research lane is excellent today, and it has a theme: enforce outside the model. First, a paper on a hardware safety-gated system for LLM-written RTIC control code puts an agent in the loop of a trapped ion experiment through an MCP server. No tool call reaches the hardware unless it carries an authorization token bound to the exact contents of the operation. Tokens are issued either automatically by running the proposed script in isolated hardware simulation and checking every operation against per device bounds, or manually by a human for sensitive actions. That is the sort of agent safety design worth studying. It does not ask the model to be wise. It makes the action impossible unless the gate passes. Second, Vigil tackles runtime enforcement of behavioral specifications in AI agent skills. The authors argue that natural language skill specs are not enough. Permissions, disclosure limits, and preconditions need executable enforcement. Vigil checks actual agent traces against skill policies, administrator-defined constraints, and global rules. It reasons over event order, argument relationships, and cross-call value flow using SMT constraints over finite traces, with the paper reporting over 95% recall and below 10% false positives in their runs. The lesson is crisp. Instructions are not boundaries. Monitors can be. Third, temporal validity in retrieval memory goes after stale facts. The paper argues that ordinary RAG has no model of time, so when facts change, embeddings can retrieve stale and current values with near-identical similarity. Their MemStrata system uses deterministic subject relation object supersession in a bi-temporal ledger without similarity thresholds or LLM re-ranking. Across the paper's evolving knowledge benchmarks, it drives stale fact errors near zero while preserving static recall. That should resonate with anyone building agents over changing APIs, pricing, permissions, or documentation. Memory that cannot retire old facts is not memory. It is clutter with confidence. Finally, a paper on adaptive evaluation of out-of-band prompt injection defenses asks whether deterministic security layers still hold up when attacks know the defense exists. It frames systems such as CAML, FIDES, Progent, RTBAs, and Forge as reference monitor and least privilege designs. In the author's reproduction, Progent cut mean attack success from 25.8% to 4.2%, and a handcrafted adaptive attack landed at 2.6%, though they are careful to say stronger attacks remain open. That caution is the important part. Static benchmark wins are not a finish line. Adaptive evaluation is the beginning of credibility. Quickly, Agent Lint appeared on Hacker News as a security scanner for MCP server configs. That is a small tool pointed at a real seam because MCP configuration is rapidly becoming part of the agent attack surface. Shotlist's Show HN pitch is make your AI agent prove its work with real screenshots. I like that very much. A screenshot is not a proof of correctness, but it is a receipt, and agent workflows need receipts. And an Ask HN thread on long-term memory for production agents shows the conversation maturing. People are no longer asking only which vector database. They are asking about retention, freshness, deletion, provenance, privacy, and how memory fails under real operations. The day's takeaway is that agent systems are getting disciplined by their surroundings. The harness is measured. The model catalog is live. The plugin supply chain is restricted. The code review path is cheaper because ordinary file tools are doing their job. The lab hardware requires exact content authorization. The skill runtime checks traces, and the memory ledger knows when a fact has expired. That is what progress looks like when the dust settles. Not bigger promises, smaller gates, better receipts. Systems that can say not only the model thinks it is done, but the right tool ran, the right boundary held, the state is recoverable, and the evidence is on the table. I'll take that future, neatly labelled and shelved.